Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have finally made it after 330 some odd terrible, awful, non-prideful days. We are here. It's Pride Month, and I'm extremely excited about it. I will tell you this. And I will say, I'm a little frustrated that pride is the only deadly sin that gets a month. Why is that? Have we thought about this? There's no reason that that has to be the case. We can change things. This is America. We can do it, boys and girls, and every one of the other 94 genders. For example, envy. I don't know what month envy should be in. It's a tough one to think. What is envy month? I don't know. How about February? Yes, February only has 28 months. It's jealous, 28 days. It's jealous of all the other months. Why not envy month in February? How about greed? Greed, I mean, you might say America, evil capitalists, greedy all the time, but no. I say greed should be in April. Yes, April, because that's tax time and the government is ripping away all of your money. Greed month of April. How about wrath? Wrath is a tough one. Which month would perfectly capture wrath? Well, I would say the one with May Day in it. Yeah. Communism, socialism on the rise, and they've killed like 100 million people. So, Wrath Month in May. How about sloth? I will tell you, I live in Texas, and it's like 1,000 degrees in the summer. In August, all I want to do is sit around and do nothing. Sloth Month, August, coming soon in 2024. Now, as you might say, hey, Stu, you look like you're practicing gluttony all the time. And no longer am I going to be embarrassed about that. I'm going to be proud of it. I'm going to brag about how fat I am. And the best month to celebrate our gluttony is, of course, November. Yeah, November, Thanksgiving, gluttony month. And, you know, pretty much all my months are gluttony. And that gets us through six. And, of course, five of them. We have, of course, Pride, which is this month, June. And we all know that was Pride. And I was thinking to myself, well, there's only one deadly sin left that we haven't assigned a month to. The problem is pride has so much to do with your genitals and where you want to put your genitals. I mean, it just feels like lust should also be June. We can combine them together. So June is both Pride Month and Lust Month. And the thing is, it's kind of hard. It's a little clunky to have both deadly sins together in the same month. So we decided to just combine the words and come up with Thrust Month. So welcome to June. I hope you'll celebrate with me. Hey, everybody, happy Thrust Month.
Stu Does America.
PlayTV.com/Stu. We've got a special going on for Thrust Month right now. Yeah, be excited. Use the code Stu, you'll save 10 bucks. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video right now because most likely they're going to ban us after this particular program. Alex Stein is going to be here in just a minute. We can only hope he's going to bring his newly gay dog with him. That'll be a wonderful event for Pride Month. The House passed Biden and McCarthy's debt limit bill, and it's on the way to the Senate. We'll have the latest. But we start by doing Pride Month. That's true. And, you know, it's kind of, some say at least, that it's ridiculous. We spend a month celebrating genitalia. You know, I just feel like the percentage of the left's time spent thinking about genitalia is abnormally high. Where do we put it? What kind do we have? What does it mean? Maybe just stop thinking about what's in your pants all the time. I mean, that's just an idea that some have thrown out there. I think it's wrong because I love Pride Month. Pride Month is the best month of them all because we can all celebrate the deadly sin. Even though Pride is supposed to be a bad thing, I thought it was. We used to agree on that, but no. It's now a wonderful, wonderful, good thing, and we should celebrate it. Now, look, some of those evil conservatives will say, hey, 6/24/22 is right around the corner. Maybe we should celebrate Life Month in June. You know, this is the month, of course, last year that Roe versus Wade was overturned. 6/24/22. By the way, you can go to studosmerch.com. Get your 6/24/22 gear. If you use the code STU10, you'll save 10%. I had a friend who's been wearing that shirt around town, and he says every time he wears it, people come up to him and say, "Hey, what's 6/24/22?" And then he tells them that it was the day Roe versus Wade was overturned. And either they're very, very happy and they celebrate a life together a little bit, a little happy moment, or the person walks away and they never have to talk to them again. Either way, a really good outcome. So get yours, a 6/24/22, and all the merch there. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Pride Month is here. Has Bud Light learned anything? Have they learned? You know, they lost 30% of their sales with Bud Light. Also, Budweiser. People aren't talking about this. Budweiser is also way down. Now, some of their other brands have caught a little bit of the rebound here. People don't realize that Michelob Ultra, for example, is owned by Anheuser-Busch, and they've switched over there. But generally speaking, it's not just a Bud Light story. It's also a Budweiser story. It's a whole company story. So how are they responding to that? Are they saying, hey, more Clydesdale commercials, more flag commercials? No, they are announcing a new initiative with an LGBTQ plus business owner, despite boycott and lack of sales. The summary of this article, this is from The Street. It's unclear where the company really stands on this issue. I don't know. After losing 30% of your sales, if you launch into a new LGBTQ plus initiative, maybe it is clear where they stand on this issue. And I doubt that's going to make their sales increase at all. There's a lot going on. You are about to be overwhelmed by a tsunami of pride. I hope you feel that pride as you go down the street, because every business you're going into is going to have their rainbow flags up, and it's just a matter of what level they go to, right? Some people will change their profile picture. I have a friend who works at a company who said that they had planned on changing their profile picture all this time until they saw all this backlash, and then they decided, you know what? Let's just tweet one thing on June 1st as like a, we'll check the box for the Pride Month, and then after that, we can kind of just move on with our lives, and hopefully nobody notices. We'll see if that works. We'll see if this is part of what's going on. Now, Disney, we know, will never react to any of this. Their Love Pride mural has debuted at the Magic Kingdom, which, again, you know, there's a lot of things that Disney should be about. You know, talking, walking mice. I mean, there's all sorts of weird crap going on at Disney, but you know, I just feel like genitals shouldn't be the focus at Disney, as Disney World. At the Magic Kingdom, where kids are going to have a magical experience, maybe genitals shouldn't be the focus. That's just me. However, you get this wonderful love mural. And there's murals, of course, all over the place. You know it. And you thought maybe I'd skip this one, but no, I'll bring it to you. Go Birds in rainbow print at the top of the Philadelphia Eagles website. Eagles have unveiled a new rainbow eagle wing mural for Pride Month. Oh, yes, I'm so proud. There it is. Isn't it fancy? By the way, the description, I love artist descriptions of their work. There is so much that is left unseen when it comes to plants. That was the point. They want to make you think of that when you're looking at the pride situation. Now, Joe Biden, of course, is on board with 100% favorability of Pride Month. He says he's proclaimed June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month. He's denounced oppression. Now, of course, for some reason, he's left off A's. There's no LGBTQIA2+, no two spirits, no A's, and one of the Q's is missing. I don't know why he did that, but he hates those people, apparently. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2023. I mean, he would not be saying it this fast. As lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, Pride Month, blah, 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 blah. I mean, look, they've given us the opportunity to use the initials. The fact that the President of the United States is talking about intersex people is just freaking bizarre. Now, after that proclamation happened, something else happened. Watch. Joe Biden, crowd cheering, walks away, falls to the ground, tries to get up, falls back to the ground, gets up again. And notice, and I don't know if you noticed this, but it seemed like the cheering increased when he fell. I'm just saying. So you can't say he fell flat on his face with this proclamation, but pretty darn close. By the way, the same day that they had the big announcement about the LGBTQIA2+ community, the Pentagon also canceled a drag show at an Air Force base. near Vegas as Pride Month begins. Apparently, they didn't think, upon further examination, the third annual drag show at this particular military base was deemed maybe not the best use of resources. You know, we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. That's also a questionable use of some of the resources, but I will say better than having drag shows. You live near Las Vegas, you can always find a drag show. Just drive to it. You don't need to do it on the base, I'm just saying. Of course, Joe Biden has a very big political enemy or two, Donald Trump being one, Ron DeSantis being two. Now, both Trump and DeSantis are from Florida, of course, and here's the headline we get from Pink News. Yes, my producer went to Pink News. Give him extra points for that. Florida faces mass migration as trans people flee state in fear of Ron DeSantis's hateful bills. Now, they're fleeing the state. I was surprised to see that because on the next headline I read, LGBTQ plus people flock to Florida for Gay Days Festival. You'd think if they were really actually scared about what was going on in Florida, they wouldn't show up to the Gay Days Disney Festival. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I love Pride Month. I'm 100% on board with Pride. There's definitely were no lessons in the Bible about prideful actions, and I'm on board. I want to celebrate Pride for an entire month. The movie Seven didn't do it very well. They took it as a deadly sin, and there was lots of gore, and it was very sad. Now we've been enlightened. No longer. I don't think if they remade the movie Seven, it would be Six, and they would not allow Pride to be in it. I mean, you know that's true, right? If you happen to Google some new values, you want to find something to buy to celebrate Pride. Of course, you go to a massive multi-billion-dollar international company, and you'd put Pride in here. And this is what happens: if you click for Pride on Google, it flashes there, and then you get people walking below your search results with trans flags and glitter coming down from the top. Yes, Pride Month is the month that will make it harder to read the content you're trying to access. And what a wonderful way to celebrate that. Thank you so much, Google. So, what is Pride really about? Well, Pride is about a bunch of different things. Obviously, I should point out again, it was a deadly sin, one of the seven. So, I don't know that we should be celebrating it. But it's also about where you put your genitals, what kind of genitals you have, where you'd like to put them. That's always a lot of fun to talk about, and I'm glad we're celebrating that as well. But in addition to that, it's also about good old-fashioned capitalism. That's right, these companies who used to be, I feel like, they used to be criticized because they were obviously pandering to try to make more money by putting designs on things to try to take advantage of people in certain very, you know, whether it's a holiday, a religion, whatever it is, they're just trying to cash in, right? That's used to be something we criticized. Now we celebrate it. And I hope you're there with me. USA Today has a headline, Pride Month sales are here. Shop the best deals on clothing, food, and more. Well, let's go through. What are the top 10 things you can do to buy your pride? Because that's what you need to do. Number 10, iBuyDirect. Get those heart sunglasses that are rainbow colored. Yeah, you can get those now. Bombas has got socks with all rainbow colors on it. They probably had them before, but now they've got more of them. 1-800-Flowers. Yes, you can get a bunch of flowers and maybe, what is that, a cake? A piece of jello. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's something that's of rainbow shape. Good job there. The North Face, we saw that they had a trans person doing their commercials. And now they've got this outdoors together thing going on with the rainbow hoodie. You can buy that right now, of course. Reebok has got some clothing. I don't know. I guess it's got some rainbow. I mean, again, they're not even putting effort into this anymore. They just want to sell you crap. They just want to sell you crap. Tomboy X, I don't know what that is. They've got rainbow bathing suits for you. Ring Bear. You can save on wedding rings for Pride Month 2023. Now, those just look like normal wedding rings. So I think they're just legitimately put a pink background behind it and are trying to sell you rings. That's all that is. Gold Belly, which I freaking love Gold Belly. There's some things. It's smart to protest. People would say, hey, Stu, you don't look like you're in very good shape. Maybe you should start protesting Gold Belly. And I take that as an insult. Gold Belly has got apparently rainbow bagels for Pride Month, which is wonderful. Then you got Target. They've got all sorts of stuff, including Milk-Bone has Pride flavor. Apparently, Alex Stein's dog really is gay. He should have been just eating the rainbow dog treats, and then he could turn gay, or I think lesbian in particular, with his particular dog. And then Coach, which makes handbags and shoes and hats, and they've got nice, wonderful rainbow purses for dudes. So that can show your pride that way. NBC News is celebrating as well. They want to, people are saying the drag queen story hour thing is bad, but no. Pride 30, drag performers who made herstory, not history, herstory. Because that's not cringy coming from a giant media corporation. Oh, no. You can tell, by the way, they spent a fortune on this website, a lot of time. And that's what's interesting about all this stuff, is that these companies prepared for months. You know, the Eagles mural doesn't go up with 2 days' notice. They've been planning this for a long time before all this pushback really started. And again, I don't care. You want to go do, you want to put your genitals wherever you want to put them, as long as it's in someone who's actually saying yes and they're of age, I'm pretty much okay. You know, you can kind of do whatever with your genitals that you want. It just doesn't seem like it should be the constant focus of society. And also, keep it away from the kids. You know, it's just one of those things. Don't diddle kids. Don't get your junk jiggling around in front of them. Don't over-sexualize them. Just stay away from the kids. Let the kids be kids for a while. When they're not really aware of the sexuality stuff, let them grow up that way and get to a period where, you know, maybe they're adults, and then they can talk about this. You know, we do this. We've all come together as a society, and we've done this many times before. We've said, you know who doesn't belong in a strip club, for example? Kids. Adults, you want to go into strip clubs? Go ahead, have your fill. Kids? No. Pornography? Yeah, we limit that to, you can't go in and buy, Playboy if you're under 18 years of age. We've all kind of said, hey, that's maybe a good idea. We have R-rated movies. Kids can't go to them until they're 17 or with at least an adult. We at least have some restrictions on movies. We do this stuff all the time as a society. It was something, we have what's called an age of consent, where you can't say yes to sexual activity until you're 16 in most states, I think, and then 18 in others, 12 if you're in Saudi Arabia. So the point being that we have these rules around this for children for a reason. It's kind of a base level of humanity that we kind of protect kids from sexualized behavior. We at least attempt to. Maybe we keep that going. I feel like it's worked well the last couple centuries, and I think we should keep it going. And you know, if you think, hey, I'm on board with all this pride stuff, I think it's wonderful. That's up to you. You can do it. You can buy it. You can go to these places and you can support whoever you want. I'm not a believer in organized boycotts. You just make your own freaking decisions. I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. I'm not your mad or your dom. I assume that's what's in between. I don't even know anymore. But just, you know, you make your own decisions when it comes to this stuff. I will say that you should realize what road we're on, because we were on a road where just a few years ago, everyone kind of realized that, hey, men are men and women are women. And there was this whole thing where people stopped and they said, hey, you know, we should be empathetic. And I think that's a totally appropriate response. Someone who's going through gender dysmorphia, they're going through challenges when it comes to their mental health. They don't know what gender they are. They think they were born in the wrong body. That's something that we should look at and say, wow, we should have empathy for that person. We shouldn't be jerks to them. We should treat everybody with respect. That's part of the package of being a freaking human being. And you should do that. But like, when you're asking me to participate in something that's untrue, I'm not gonna go along with that. And you realize this road gets farther and farther. Now you have to celebrate all this stuff or you're a hate monger. And I will tell you, people will joke about this now, just like they joked about the stuff that's happening now a few years ago. But this type of approach is around the corner. This one went viral today. I don't know if this is, you know, this particular sign is, legitimately hanging up at a business, but this is what the sign says. And I've seen this argument many, many times from people on the fringes of this movement. They say, check your thinking. Same-sex attraction is transphobic. Think about that in their world for a minute. Let that jiggle around inside your brain for a second. If you are looking at someone and saying, I'm attracted to, if you happen to be someone who says, I'm attracted to same-sex people, that, you know, we used to say, hey, gay, they were born that way. Well, no, you weren't. Not in this new world. You're not born that way. No. Lady Gaga was mistaken. If you think you were born that way, you're being transphobic, because you will not be attracted to transgendered people. And that's the only acceptable way to go now. We're getting closer and closer to a world where you don't even have, there's not sexual preference or even sexual orientation. There's no choice. You're not allowed to think about it. This is all happening in front of our eyes. And it's a bigger thing when it goes to kids, but this whole culture is changing in a way that is making us all go bananas. And that is a problem. But I don't want you to think that I believe that. No, no, I celebrate it. I love Pride Month, and I hope you're here for all the freaking rainbows, because we're going to be celebrating it all month long. Alex Stein is next. You know, you spend a very little, you look at your outside body a lot and you say, oh, good God, look at that guy. Ugh, he looks terrible in that mirror thing that is in the bathroom every day. We think about the outside of our bodies a lot. We don't think about the inside of our bodies all that much. Like, for example, our livers. Our livers get everything thrown at them. Everything, every time you have, you know, a bunch of drinks or you have a bunch of fatty foods, you get the cholesterol going, you're smoking cigarettes. If you're a person who does that, you're doing a lot to affect your liver. So what do you do to make that problem reverse a little bit? For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time you help your liver with a Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. If you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, if you're looking to boost your energy, if you're looking to transform how you look and how you feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive 5 free gifts when you order today. Get a bottle of their blood sugar formula as well that will help reduce sugar cravings. You'll also get access to 4 free ebooks to support every aspect of your health. Try Liver Health Formula today by going to getliverhelp.com/stew. Get your 5 free bonus gifts as well. Getliverhelp.com/stew. Getliverhelp.com/stew to try Liver Health Formula. I'm joined now by the man himself, the pimp on a blimp. Primetime 99, Alex Stein, of course, host of Primetime with Alex Stein right here on Blaze TV. Check it out Tuesday through Thursday, right before this show, 7 p.m. Eastern. Alex, how's it going?
I'm doing good. One thing I want to say, please, if you can do me one favor, Stu, do not let Glenn watch my show. That's my only thing. Just don't let Glenn watch my show. Other than that, you don't owe me anything.
Yeah, sometimes it's good if he just doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I really prefer it. I get that comment every episode. I can't believe Glenn Beck co-signed this. So, and I don't know if he really technically did. So let's just not tell Glenn about my show. Tell him I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to get to anything on the internet. Okay, he's good. Never going to be able to figure it out, right?
Thank goodness. We love Glenn. I worship at the altar of Glenn Beck. But if he doesn't watch my show, that might help me out.
That might help out a little bit. Let's give the audience of this show, who might not have seen this, and maybe if Glenn's watching, a taste of what you're actually doing over there. Watch.
We're at Target, checking out their tuck-friendly Pride collection. That's right, guys. Extra crotch coverage, tuck-friendly construction. Thank you, Target.
No, it is.
I don't think this is a tucking one.
Yeah, it is. Look.
Tuck, oh. Tuck-friendly construction. Okay. Well, let's see how tuck friendly it is.
Hey, well, you can.
Wow, it's so tuck friendly. It's nice here. To... Let's come in. I love the tuck friendly bathing suit. It hides all of it. Look, I got. This is nice. You guys see this? It's tuck friendly. You see? Extra tuck. Yeah, I saw it on TikTok too. Target is so progressive. I love it. Thank you, Target. I just feel like I could run. I could exercise in this. This is what I'm talking about. You can train in this thing. I'm all tucked in. We're getting it.
What better way to kick off Pride Month than with Alex Stein? Alex, so it was tuck friendly. Can you give us a review of this bathing suit?
Well, I'm going to give you a great review. Everybody's, you know, talking about their stock price plummeting $10 billion. I'll be honest, it was a quality material. It held, you know, it held everything in there tight. You could see that I was doing calisthenics in it. Mm-hmm. So it was sweat friendly. If I was a trans person, I needed a bathing suit option. I don't know. I think I would buy that. I think so, yeah. I bought it, so I actually own it.
Yes.
I can't imagine they let you put it back on the shelf or the rack. That would be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. That could have been a health hazard, yes, 100%. So I kind of owned it once I put it on.
Yeah. For those who are listening on podcast, Alex, putting on the actual tuck-friendly bathing suit, doing calisthenics in front of the Target employees. And one of the things I thought was interesting about the video is the Target employees are laughing at you. Now, if you're going to sell this stuff, this is what you're doing. Like, you are talking about guys who look like Alex Stein wearing this bathing suit. I mean, I can't believe they were laughing at you. It's got to be against corporate policy.
100%. But I don't want to complain, because this is another thing, Stu, and we talked about this just briefly before the show. Now all the people going into Target and yelling at the employees and being a jerk, you know, don't do that. But the employees, they liked it. They were laughing because they could tell that I was being jovial. They knew that I was... I don't know if they thought it was serious or if I was goofing, but they were just being respectful and nice. Even one of the girls, you could barely hear, she goes, was this a TikTok video? So I don't know. I guess I don't want to yell at the lower level employees. And I think the Target employees, they handled it perfectly.
Yeah, I will say that. I mean, that's something that, of course, look, the internet brings out the worst in everyone. And I think people looking for attention, they want to create these big viral moments. They go in there, they're screaming at people. Like, that's total BS. I hate that stuff. And there's no reason to treat people without respect. That's never been the point of this.
No.
The point of this is, what are we targeting towards children? What is being displayed for children to see? You know, that sort of stuff is not appropriate for kids. You want to go get your tuck-friendly suit. There's plenty of places to go buy it. It just doesn't seem like this is the right approach from a brand that is targeting families.
Well, my favorite thing to come out of this whole entire fiasco is the fact that it was revealed that the vice president of marketing had donated over $2 million of Target's, I guess, ESG money, I guess. I think that they have to do that for their social credit score, to an organization called, we were talking about earlier, Glisson, maybe. Yeah. I don't even know how to, you know, I read at a fourth grade level. but that organization focuses on transitioning children behind their parents' backs. It doesn't get worse than that. I think a parent, and that's the other thing too. Stu, last year I went really mega viral, and one of the reasons I was able to get a job here is because I went to a drag event at the beginning of Pride last year called Drag Your Kids to Pride. And at that event, it was a, you know, basically a drag show for children. And I think that, you know, set off this chain of reaction where now I feel a little bit guilty, because now the people on the left, they want to do these drag queen story times in order to get free marketing. So even though we exposed it, now even more people want to do it for the attention that it brings.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there's, it's interesting because, you know, you're in the middle of, for lack of a better term, the culture war, right? And what happens with that is, when the left figures out the right doesn't like something, it makes them want to do it more. It's the same thing with us, right? Like, if we find something, we're annoying the left with something, we want to do it more. We want to do it even more and put it in their face. And it just seems to escalate things over time. I mean, I will say it's a tough battle, because I think exposing it, mocking it, is really important.
Yep.
It's a really important part of this. But on the other hand, sometimes it just inflates everything.
And for me, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a virtue signaler, but it's just, let's leave the kids out of this. I mean, you lived in New York, you lived in metropolitan cities that are considered very gay friendly. And I think that's totally fine, but just not make it directed towards children. I mean, let's not have pride events where men are naked running around near children. That's it. You know,
it seems like it's a basic request. I gotta say, it doesn't seem like you're asking for too much.
No, it really doesn't. And I think that's why these people are becoming more emboldened, because like you said, people on the right are now becoming even more protective of their kids. So now they're like, oh, well, let's target stuff towards kids. Let's, you know, make more kid-friendly trans stuff and then give them more access to gender hormone therapy. And it's just gone too far. And I think even Bill Maher, who's as leftist as it gets, the amount of kids that identified as trans or non-binary in even the 70s, 80s, and 90s, compared to now, I mean, it's up an astronomical increase of how many people identify as that.
And that's not science. There's no biological change there. This is obviously a social contagion at some level with some of the people involved in this, and especially at younger ages. Let me go to another one of your videos. You also had, a lot of people think that you're always talking about people, but no, that's not true. You're also, our furry friends are also involved. Here is Alex going to Petco.
I'm here outside of Petco, and we're gonna see if the groomers with their gay pride stuff can turn Ginger into a lesbian.
Hey guys, it's prank time. I brought my dog Ginger because we're gonna turn my dog gay today. It's weird. She's kind of a slut. And I was wondering, no, seriously, since you guys are groomers, can you turn the dog gay so she'll be a lesbian and won't get pregnant?
I don't think that's what they do here.
Well, that's what they do. Groomers on the internet, that's what they do.
I think that's a different type of groomer.
Wait, so you're telling me this is not grooming, though? Like, this price of paint turner lesbian?
I do not. That's how that works, unfortunately.
What?
It really is unfortunate.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of groomer, and one that I respect much more than the other kind, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, a dog groomer, that's not an easy business, getting bit by dogs and, clipping my cat's fingernails their paws. It's a tough task.
It is.
Take some collateral damage.
Yeah, they will bite you. They will scratch you. It can get very, very ugly.
So we respect the dog groomers and the cat groomers, but all other groomers, you are not allowed on these premises.
So how do you see the state of all of this right now? Because, I mean, look, our complaint has been pretty centrally, we don't want to over-sexualize children. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a conservative group boycott an adult trans show. They've been going on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people don't stand out in front of clubs and say, we don't like that you're dressing up as women inside there with your 21 and up audience. No one cares about that. But, you know, when these things fly into political grounds and people start getting passionate, you know, sometimes they go off the rails, too. Where do we stand right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk, and I don't think, I'm not one of these guys, you know, they say civil war. I mean, I'd like to get your opinion on that. I don't think that's even a possibility or, a realistic outcome.
I'm way too out of shape for a civil war.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine that? And it wouldn't even be us versus them. It'd be like us versus the military. It wouldn't be what people think. Yeah. It wouldn't be just, liberals and conservatives shooting it out, in their front yard.
I don't want to be anyone shooting at anyone.
No,
I don't want
anything.
Skip all of that.
Please, for the love of sweet the Lord in the sky, please do not shoot each other with guns. I mean, that's a very simple request, but that's where some people want to take it. Mm. They want to shoot each
other.
And you look at a lot of stuff, and I don't want to blame this, but when you see people, and there's been a lot of trans school shooters that have happened, and why aren't we addressing the mental health issue? I think that's overall what we have a problem with, is we have people that are suffering from gender dysphoria, and they're getting bad information. So until we stop that, we're only going to have more children having doctors tell their parents that if you do not reassign their gender, that they're going to be suicidal. And that's where it needs to stop.
Yeah.
Is where it comes down to the kids. If you want to be 18 and you want to get a mastectomy, I think that's great, or that's, your prerogative.
I don't know if it's great,
but you know what I mean. Right. I don't think it should be government funded, but that's your choice. But a 16-year-old, if they can't vote, they can't get a tattoo, they can't join the military, they probably shouldn't be able to get a mastectomy.
Yeah, that sounds like really basic stuff. Again, I think something that even liberals agreed with really, really recently. Like, this is not, and I do think the vast majority of people are still there. You know, I think even people on the left, generally speaking, not maybe the very online left, but the regular people out there, even people who are voting for Joe Biden, they don't want this. They know that men are men and women are women. And there used to be this approach where, like, hey, we need to be empathetic towards people who are going through a challenge like that, where they think they're the wrong gender. That must be hell for them.
Yeah, and like,
it's changed.
And we look at gender dysphoria, but a lot of people have body dysmorphia, people that are anorexic, people that are bodybuilders. So to tell the person they're born in the wrong body, you wouldn't tell an anorexic person to continue to stop eating.
Yeah. You know, Megan Fox is a good example of this. I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff with her, but she has this weird, she's a very attractive woman.
Of course, yeah.
She does not feel that way about herself and has had real struggles with, like she thinks she's really ugly and too fat and all these things.
It doesn't even make sense. In Transformers, she was like the hottest girl ever.
Exactly, right. And everyone else sees that, but she doesn't, right? So she is seeing something that's not true, and that's a real problem for her, something they've treated her for. And that's the problem. With gender dysmorphia, we don't go there. We don't treat them. We just encourage it and say, yes, your weird opinion of yourself is true. It's just actually true, and we're supposed to all go along with it. You can't do that.
No, and to tell a child that they're born in the wrong body is evil. I mean, yeah. It's like, oh, you're not good enough. I remember you're good enough. What was it? What was that from Saturday Night Live? I can't remember the sketch, but it's like, the fake psychiatrist, like, you are good enough.
Stuart Smalley.
I'm just saying, you are good enough. I think people need to realize that.
Yeah, and also that, like, you know, just because you have maybe some, you know, butch characteristics, that doesn't make you a man. Like, you're just a different type of woman, and that's okay. Let me give you one last one. Let me get deep with you here a second. Philosophical a little bit here with Alex Stein, because you've gone through this, I think, the same way that I've gone through this in my life, which is, you know, you start your life and you want to get into this particular business, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're broadcasting, and because you want to be entertaining, you know, I know when I was going into talk radio many years ago, like, one of the things you're doing is you're trying to say things that you absolutely believe, but you're trying to say them in the most interesting way possible. Make people care about them, make people feel something. And, you know, that created an industry that I was in and I'm part of that is basically a bunch of insane people.
Yeah. Right?
Like, everyone that would go into broadcasting would turn insane because you're constantly doing things that you wouldn't normally do in any other aspect of life. And in between when I started and now, social media was created. And now everyone is in that same mindset. Everyone is trying to do the crazy thing. Like, obviously, you've been able to rise to a real amount of success here, kind of doing stuff that's a little crazy, as you'd admit. And I think, like, some people can do it and some people can't. And I think, like, you see the people on the left who are putting crazy videos of themselves on TikTok, doing all sorts of crazy things. People on the right that are, as you kind of mentioned, maybe going in there and screaming at employees for attention. Like, there's just all sorts of bad incentives tied to this, and I have no idea how to cure it.
Yeah, but this is why. You remember this. I know you're very smart, Stu. You remember the boom of reality TV. You remember how big a deal that was when Survivor, that first season, you know, it set off a chain of reaction where just reality TV was the best because all the Hollywood people knew they could create it for cheap, and really made you want to watch it. You could get really dialed into these people that were nobodies. And I mean that, you know, respectfully. Somebody's a plumber. All of a sudden now he's your favorite hero on this game show. But what's happened is now that reality TV boom is now the social media boom, where anybody can be their own reality TV star.
Yeah.
You don't need an editor. You don't need a network. All you need is a video on Twitter or Instagram or YouTube for it to go viral, and now you are the new reality star. And at least with the reality shows, they did background checks, made sure you weren't a murderer. Yeah. Now anybody can go viral and become a quote-unquote reality star.
It's like insanity on levels of insanity. And if we remember right, what started all that? The writer's strike.
Yeah.
And now here we are back at another writer's strike. What is next? We are totally screwed as a society. Alex Stein, be sure to tune in every day to...
Except for Glenn.
If you're Glenn, never tune in. But tune in to every day with Alex Stein. It's prime time with Alex Stein. 7 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday through Thursday. Right, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's right before this stupid show. So you can watch that, then you can watch this. Alex, thanks so much for coming to the program, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Have you been given bad advice about your retirement savings? Were you told to max out the 401k and now you're not loving that so much? The Wall Street Casino loves to roll the dice with your hard-earned savings, and like a casino, the house always wins, as we know. They get paid whether you win or lose. There's a better way to do it. You can grow your nest egg with Bank on Yourself. It's a guaranteed and predictable retirement plan alternative. It gives you a 100% control of your money. This is a really cool thing that most people don't know about. You need to learn it. You need to understand it. You can get tax-free income in retirement as well. There's no luck, no skill, no guesswork required. Your plan doesn't go backward when the markets tumble either, and both your principal and growth are locked in. Wouldn't it be nice to actually be protected from all the crazy stuff going on, from taxes and markets and all that? Bank on Yourself is the strategy that famous businesses like McDonald's used when no banker would lend them a dime, and almost anyone can do it. This is built-in inflation protection and ultimate peace of mind for your retirement. You can get a free report on all the details on how this works. It's Bank on Yourself and their strategy. They add guaranteed predictability, tax savings, control to your financial plan. Go to bankonyourself.com/Stu. bankonyourself.com/Stu. It is bankonyourself.com/Stu. Spent a lot of the day talking about the debt ceiling and all of the associated stuff going on with the votes. I'll direct you to the other shows on that. A radio show, we just talked a lot about it this morning. Had Mike Lee on. He outlined what was going on with the bill. Also, I was on News and Why It Matters today. Sarah Gonzalez talked to Chip Roy as well on that show. Lots of really good information about what's in the bill, all the problems with it. We can go through that later. It's passed the House, though. it probably will go to the Senate in hysterical fashion. The only problem Republicans in the Senate seem to have with it, other than people who are, you know, sane like Mike Lee, other Republicans are having issues because it didn't spend enough. I kid you not. We'll get into all the details coming up. But like, now it's just you and me. I'm very pessimistic that anything's going to get done on this. They're going to get this through, and likely this deal is going to stand. I don't think there's going to be much effort here put in other than to be able to delay the bill a few days potentially. A lot of people don't like that because we're getting close to the June 5th situation. But long story short, this is going to probably go through, and that debt ceiling is not going to be an issue until after the next president is elected. We will keep you updated on the vote. My guess is that comes later tonight. They've gone back and forth. They can delay that, though, so maybe a couple more days. We'll keep you up to date as this thing goes on. But long story short, it's Washington. It's a giant bill. You're going to wind up getting screwed in one way or another. So, you know, we did a story on Radio Today, speaking of that show, and we were talking about how it looks like a lot of the global supply chain when it comes to medications is already having problems. I mean, if you've had a situation, and I've had this multiple times over the past couple of years, either my kids or my wife or myself, you go to the pharmacy and the stuff that you need just isn't there. I don't remember this ever happening before. I don't know. I mean, I'm spoiled. I'm an American. I expect the stuff to be there when I need it. Well, what happens if you can't get a hold of antibiotics, for example, and there's none around? What can you do? Well, the Jace case from Jace Medical is a great way to keep yourself prepared for the worst. It's a pack of five different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, things like respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, and a whole lot more. And it's a great way to be ready for shortages, and it's perfect for traveling, especially if you're going overseas. You don't have to deal with these crazy, like, centralized healthcare systems overseas. If it's something simple, you can take care of it easily with Jace Medical. Go to jacemedical.com, enter the code STU at checkout, jasemedical.com. The promo code is STU. Check it out now. Be prepared with the Jace case from Jace Medical. Remember James Vanderbeek, an actor, Dawson's Creek, maybe what he's best known for. Hollywood guy, right? He's not supposed to say anything that even sounds mildly conservative. He's now going to be canceled. Why? Because of this.
You're shoehorning your pick and forcing it on the rest of us. And don't tell me that the other candidates aren't serious, because one of them is polling at 7%. The other one is at 19%. That is a quarter of the vote who already thinks there's at the very least some debate about who ought to be president. If there's no debate, there's no democracy. No primary, no legitimate president. How do we have a government? How do we have a democracy if we're letting a small little back room of people make all the important decisions for us? That's not a democracy, and it doesn't work, because y'all have been wrong about a lot these last couple of years in that back room. No debate, no democracy.
Wow. I mean, I wouldn't say that's conservative per se. It's at least critical of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, at least. Someone who seems to be maybe interested in an RFK Jr. situation. We will see. It is amazing. I mean, look, if you go back to, you think about former presidents running, like, there's been challenges. There's usually somebody who steps up, and usually they debate them. I mean, that's not a crazy idea. People like Bill Bradley had their moment. What was the guy from Maryland who was out there last time running? There are other choices. Back in, what year was that? 16? I can't even remember. Was it 12? I can't think it was 2012. Anyway, bottom line is, if someone shows up decently in the polls in a primary, they usually at least get a debate or two out of it. RFK Jr., while he's a quirky guy, I'm not a fan of RFK Jr. at all. But still, they're not even trying to hide the fact that they're just trying to put Joe Biden in the basement and hide him from everybody. And that's it's a very, very strange time. Vanderbeek makes a point there that I think a lot of Democrats agree with. Yes, it's Pride Month, it's Lust Month, it's Thrust Month. That's right, of course, June is Thrust Month, or will be at least next year. But I will tell you this, why not change it from Pride Month into Life Month? 6/24/22, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Roe v. Wade being overturned. Get your merch at StuDoesMerch.com. Code is Stu10. StuDoesMerch.com. Code Stu10. We'll see you tomorrow.